This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here ready to go. Recapping the weekend. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll dive into the Ja Morant topic coming up. We'll hear from the Memphis head coach on his star player out indefinitely, the NBA looking at things. Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership. Is Anthony Richardson worth the hype? And will a team trade up to get Anthony Richardson? Also, we'll head to Memphis with more on Ja Morant coming up a little bit later on as well. Operator Tyler sitting by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. That's our streaming partner. And if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. It's free. You can watch this program. And if not, listening on our radio affiliates as we approach 400 cities around America. The wait is over. Will and the Banks family are back in a new season. The hit Peacock original series, Bel Air. Stream it now. New episodes Thursday only on Peacock. Speaking of Bel Air and Will, Chris Rock had a live special on Netflix.
Woo! Oh! Hey, wowzers!
He waited, and it didn't go well for Will Smith. That's for sure. I don't know what the numbers are for Chris Rock. I know it was a two special $40 million, I believe, for Chris Rock on Netflix. So he got $20 million for that. So he should give Will a cut of that. I mean, come on. Without that, we're not tuning in for a Saturday Night Live performance by Chris Rock. But Chris did not mince words. He came at Will Smith. He certainly hit Will a lot harder than Will hit him. I'm going to say that. Poll question for hour two, Seton. I don't even know if I knew what poll question was in hour one.
We had up there a very lopsided poll, Dan. Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson's record-breaking combine performance means ... Mm-hmm. Todd actually submitted this one.
Oh, okay.
He's destined to be great or relatively nothing.
Mm. Okay.
95% of the audience right now say relatively nothing.
All it takes is one team, the Raiders, to fall in love with him, and he'll be a top 10 draft pick, perhaps. Go back to September, and I reached out to a source, and he said, give me your sense. And the response I got from my source was, he reminds me of Roethlisberger in size, and, you know, he can take on hits. But the ability to run at that height, you would say Cam Newton, but the comparison I got was Dante Culpepper. And Culpepper was probably 265, like, you know, maybe 6'4", 6'5", 265. I mean, that's as large as anybody has ever been playing that quarterback, playing that position and doing it with athleticism. And then he blew out his knee, and then that was the end of Dante Culpepper. But he played for the Vikings, had a couple of really good years. But Anthony Richardson certainly had all the measurables. I don't care about the measurables. I just want to know, can you play football? Because The NFL has been littered with draft picks of, man, that guy, 4-4-40. That guy, vertical, 38. That guy did X number on 225. You know, 20 reps. I don't care about that. I want to know, what did you do in a game? And when I sit down with you, are you healthy? And if we talk football, do you love the game? Do you want to be great? Those are the things that I would start out with. Yes, Eden.
How much do you think coaches look at, say, a player like that and just see raw talent and think, I can work with that, you know? We can make him into a great football player.
I think every coach has to have that mindset of, oh, he didn't work out for that guy, or they didn't take advantage of that guy. I will. Sean Payton with Russell Wilson. Hey, I'll prove that I can make that guy great. Or what's going to happen with Justin Fields with the Bears, or somebody's going to take Bryce Young and go, see, I don't care how short he is, small he is, he knows how to play football. You have to have that mindset of, I could make a difference with that guy. I could be the coach that unlocks that potential. Yeah, Paul.
I can't remember if it was Charles Davis or someone else. They were discussing Anthony Richardson of Florida, saying what team makes sense, because they didn't want to use the word project, prospect, all that kind of stuff, upside. But they mentioned the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions got that high draft pick out of nowhere from the Rams. Mm. They don't need a quarterback this year to lead them. They have Jared Goff to lead them, at least in the near future, under contract, considered a good player. A guy like Anthony Richardson, this is what they were saying at the combine. Anthony Richardson can absolutely sit a year and would not need to play one down, and that could be a franchise that has been searching for quarterbacks for years, and they may have both.
Well, I would suggest that he sat down for a little while, because he didn't do anything at Florida that was consistent enough for me to say he should be competing for a job. He had highlights, but this is where we get fooled when you go, oh, my God, you see that? And then you realize, what did he do the rest of the time? I saw Kentucky play Florida, and if you would have said both of those guys are going in the top 10, I'd be like, nope, don't see it. And they probably are. Both those quarterbacks. Now, you know, there's been reports now that Will Levis maybe played through injuries this past season, bad toe, turf toe, maybe something with shoulder. I get it. But, you know, watching them, I just didn't see anything where I went, okay. And you can talk arm strength and all of that. That doesn't matter to me. Can you put the ball where you need to put it? And that position is so much about anticipation. It's not... You know, when you quarterback in college, and if you're really good, you're going to complete 60% of your passes and probably have 30 touchdowns. Anthony Richardson didn't even have 20 touchdowns and completed 54% of his passes. That, to me, is a concern. Now, it might be something where you tweak it, or you know what he was doing or not. You know what? I'll save this, because Dan Orlovsky is going to join us coming up a little bit, and I'll get his thoughts on all of this. Is Anthony Richardson going to be worth all of the hype that's attached to him? All right. Poll question for hour two, Seton, is what?
We have another one here from Todd, actually. That's kind of a fun one. I would wear the franchise tag as a badge of honor or a scarlet letter.
Because
It can be taken both ways.
I don't want the franchise tag.
It's a lot of money, though.
It is, but I want to get a big contract. By not getting that big contract, now they're saying, yeah, I don't know if you're worth that big contract there. So I would shy away from that. All right, we'll get phone calls coming up. Ja Morant, we know the story, led the Memphis Grizzlies, number two seed in the West last year. He's an all-star, and you could see maturity on the court, but certainly not off the court. And there'd been stories where it was alleged that he did something, or the guys, his boys around him, did things. Now there's no alleging. We saw what happened, his Instagram account, where he's in a strip club in Denver, and he's showing that he has a gun while he's got his shirt off. It's pretty clear there's no alleging anything there. He had a gun. And then the NBA got involved. Now, the NBA is still investigating. The source just told me about 20 minutes ago. The Grizzlies are not using the word suspend in their statement, and that Ja is agreeing with Memphis to step away from the team for a couple of games. The NBA is still investigating, so there's no suspension. It's he said, I got to step away. So He's out indefinitely, says he has to get a better understanding of the situation. But you start to wonder about this. And what is he, 23 years of age? And he was a story that we rooted for. And I'm not using, you know, this platform to condemn him. Now, if this happens again or something else, then we're going to condemn him. This should be a footnote in 3 years. This should be, gosh, when we talk to him and then you say, you know, who was that person 3 years ago? You know what? I was trying to be something that I'm not. I grew up, you know, my parents were there. I have a sister. You know, nobody wanted me out of high school. I proved them wrong. I'm here. I'm one of the best players. Like all of these things we should be talking positive about. But we don't with Memphis. And you're wondering, is there, and I wondered about this when we had all of those incidents on the floor. Who is that veteran who can grab those guys and say, listen to me? And I didn't know if it was Steven Adams, but you need somebody who's going to say, guys, don't do this. Don't be that. That's not who you are. And, you know, Ja's dad is omnipresent. But I don't know if his dad went from being his dad to getting caught up in all of this. I mean, LeVar Ball got caught up and he wants to be the star and I'm going to be on First Take and interview me and it's about me. And not that his kids have been in trouble, except for one, LiAngelo got caught for shoplifting at UCLA. But, you know, you got to have somebody who says, or if he doesn't understand it, now you got a bigger issue here. But somebody who just says, look, be who we think you are, who you should be. He should be the future of the NBA. Fabulous, fabulous talent. But if you think you're something, and I'm not going to put all of this on his boys. That'd be easy to do. It starts with him and mom and dad. You got a half a billion dollars waiting for you. You do. You got a shoe coming out April 1st. Nike's putting that out. You got everything you need. You got the city. You're a good team. You're a cocky team that hadn't accomplished anything, but we've discussed that before. But be a story that we talk about. That you root for Ja Morant. That's what you want. You root for these stories. Nobody wanted him. They saw him accidentally at a basketball workout. And then he got a scholarship. And then he was a curiosity. Well, that size and he can't shoot. Can he be a star? And he can be a star. Those are the positives. But if you're doing these knucklehead things, you still have time. Don't be the cautionary tale where somebody says years from now, don't be like Ja Morant. Here's Ja Morant's head coach, Taylor Jenkins, on Ja Morant.
Well, I think he understands, you know, he's made some difficult decisions and poor choices in the past that he's got to account for. And that's why, you know, you see in his statement, it speaks for itself that he understands he's got to get help to get into a better place, not just for himself, but also for his team. And, you know, he's definitely embracing, you know, the mistakes that he's made, but only time will tell. We're going to support him, as I said, and we're going to hold him accountable to make those changes.
I don't know what it is that he's seeking other than, hey, just stop being stupid. Stop thinking that, you know, people aren't looking at you. Everybody's watching you. And you go on Instagram and then you flash a gun? If you carry a gun, it's different than when you flash a gun. Because if you flash a gun, you can get killed. Carrying a gun, people do it all the time. If you flash a gun and somebody takes that the wrong way, they don't care who you are. Yeah, Paul.
One of the reasons the NBA is involved and there could be some issues for Ja Morant is Section 9 of their rules with possessing a firearm. A player is not allowed to possess a firearm while traveling on any NBA-related business, whether on behalf of the team, NBA, league-related entity. He was traveling to a game. Now, he wasn't at the game or at a facility during this post, but that's some dicey language because he was on a work trip, as they may say. So that's one of the reasons couple people like Bobby Marks of ESPN said this could be very interesting what the NBA does here.
Yeah, but if you need to have a gun to go to a strip club, don't go to a strip club. Or hire security. Did he have a gun when he was on the charter? I guess you could do it. The rules are pretty lax when you're doing private. Or did he get to Denver and somebody said, hey, you got to strap up here? We're going to a strip club? Like, does anybody say to him, God, you know what? He's jeopardizing a lot here. Yeah, Mark.
Is it hard when you become the breadwinner and no one is really in a position to tell you what to do?
Could be the case. Absolutely. Because what happens is you have yes men. It's rare when somebody goes, I'm going to play devil's advocate. You know what? Let's not. Hey, don't do that. Let's not. Now, you might not be in the inner circle very long, but if you really care about Ja Morant, then you'll protect him from himself doing stupid things. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, because it's not necessarily the thought of having the gun, but if you're going to do that, you just have to be more responsible with it. It's not a prop, you know, for you to show off.
And maybe at home it's, you know, it's his and it's registered. It could be. But you're on the road and you got to have a gun? We'll check in with the Grizzlies coming up a little bit later on. When we come back, is Anthony Richardson worth all the hype? Because it certainly feels that way. And once again, all it takes is one team. One team to say, that's our guy. That's the quarterback we want. We'll let him sit for a year or two. Dan Orlovsky will join us on loan from the mothership. More phone calls as well. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you hours coming up a little bit later on. We're back after this. Tax time, stressful. The stress can be magnified if identity thieves steal your information. And think about all that information you have out there. All right. Bogus return. They pocket your refund. The IRS recommends electronic filing using their PIN tool for extra security. But you have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. And that's where LifeLock by Norton comes in because they understand it. This is their business. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it is easier to help protect what is yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year using the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Sounds good when it kicks in.
If it ever would.
It would. It will. Here we go. Here. Go. Right here. All together now. Yeah. Oh, no. I think Stuart Scott had a strikeout call. You can't stay here. Something about can't
you don't
go,
have to
home,
go home, but you don't.
You can't stay here. Yeah, I think Stuart would have that with a called third strike. Yeah, Paul.
I think Stuart's was you got to get the hell up out of here, if I remember right.
We did that too.
Yeah, that was one of our favorites.
Yeah, booyah. We'll get the phone calls coming. Oh, what do we have here, Seton O'Connor? We need some. Do we have breaking news here? Do we have Derek Carr breaking news?
Sources, Dan.
No. Let's play the game. Do you have a report on where Derek Carr could be headed?
Yes.
Okay, let's play the Derek Carr is going to. Todd, I'll start with you.
The New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Marvin.
Carolina Panthers.
All right, Paulie.
Oh, Marv just threw a curveball at me. Saints.
I'm going to go Saints as well. Seton O'Connor.
This team has emerged as a front runner, Dan.
Oh, okay.
An agreement could be reached as early as today.
Okay. Not earlier than today.
But maybe as soon as today.
Okay.
And the words closing in on a contract.
Closing yes. in.
Your New Orleans Saints.
Yay. I talked to NFL scout and said, if I'm Derek Carr, I would take the easy way out and go to the NFC South and not go to the Jets. And I go, yeah, but if you win with the Jets, he goes, he's not going to win with the Jets right away. Yeah, Paul.
Best starting quarterback today in the NFC South would be Desmond Ridder with the Falcons, Derek Carr with the Saints, the Panthers, I guess it's technically Sam Darnold?
Still.
Yeah, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Kyle Trask. Derek Carr may be the best quarterback in this conference.
Oh, he is.
Instantaneously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But if he had gone to the Jets, he could be a first ballot Hall of Famer, according to the Jets. All right, so they're closing in on Derek Carr with the Saints.
As early as today.
Right. But there was a report earlier where he's leaning towards the Jets. Is that right? Or were the Jets leaning towards him?
Mm-hmm.
He's leaning away from the Jets, isn't he? Todd, is Dan Orlovsky going to join us?
He is. We should be hearing from him in the next few minutes or so.
Okay.
Gosh, and he left where he had, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, yeah. And now look at the other names he's with.
Yeah. Hey.
No offense.
Yeah. He looks around. He's like, I'm the man in the NFC South.
My conference.
Yeah. Who's the man? I'm the man.
My conference.
Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We mentioned earlier, 18 players have scored 30 or more points on Sunday. The most 30-point games in one day in NBA history, breaking a record that stood for a long, long time. It was set last month. And, feels like, come on down. Everybody gets 30, at least. And I can't blame all of this on the Houston Rockets or the San Antonio Spurs, because they're usually coughing up certainly the Rockets, a big game. All right, we'll talk to Orlovsky coming up. Sean in Florida, while we wait, best and worst of the weekend, Sean.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan and Danette. 6'5", 185. Just a shout out real quick. It's a good good month to be a Florida quarterback. Kyle Trask is going to take over that NFC South. But anyways, best and best of the weekend. All wrapped around a little hate of Draymond Green, but Anthony Davis went off for 39 on him. He averages a double-double against Draymond Green because Draymond's trash. And then Chris Rock in the special also made fun of Draymond. So I thought that was pretty.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean. Yeah, I think there's a few people who aren't afraid of Draymond Green. I mean, Russell Westbrook's not going to take a jumper, but Draymond's not locking people down. Hasn't locked people down in a while. Joe in Myrtle Beach. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
GP, first time, long time. 5'10", 175. I'm going to share my, I'm going to go worse than best. Worst of the weekend. I got a vasectomy end of the last week. Best of the weekend, I've opened a 24-hour...
Wait a minute. How was the process of getting a vasectomy?
You know, it wasn't too bad. One day of ice, rest and recovery. Didn't keep the, kept the kids off of me.
Okay.
But no, the process went well. It was stayed awake for it, had good conversations with the doctor. I was kind of unsure if I should be looking at him in the eyes or not.
But they numb you?
Yeah, it's like it's like getting a shot in your arm, but it's in a little different sensitive area.
When can you resume relations?
This is the dumb part. Is they say nothing more than 10 pounds for 7 to 14 days, but hey, get back on the train after 5.
Okay. All right. Your best of the weekend was what?
I opened a 24-hour amusement park.
In Myrtle Beach?
Yeah. It's I think the only person that's allowed to come is my wife, but you know, I think Tyler took my call. He asked if he could join next time he comes to Myrtle. I think he's got to sign a waiver or two.
Joe, are you still under medication?
No, I'm not under medication anymore, Dan.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure there. But good luck there, Joe. Sounds like a lot going on there. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership, ESPN football analyst. You can watch him on NFL Live weekdays at 4. Like a smooth segue from a vasectomy to Dan Orlovsky, who joins us on the program, who has a lot of kids. Dan, good morning.
Also a vasectomy. I do have a lot of kids.
Oh, you did do a vasectomy.
Yeah. Funny story, Dan. So good morning. Great to be with you. My wife and I have triplet sons. They're 11 right now. So we have three boys. We had the three boys. We had gotten to like, they were 3.5 years old. Just about, you could imagine having triplets 3.5 years, what that span of time was like. We had just like traveled with them and done it easily. They had just become like out of diapers, all that stuff. And I was like, yo, we made it. And my wife and I had kind of agreed, all right, we're not going to have another kid. Cause our big fear was a fourth boy. And then you're always the boy of the triplets. You're the brother of the triplets. And I had a vasectomy planned. We went on a trip to Napa with friends. I had a vasectomy planned for the week after. On the plane ride home, my wife's like, I don't feel good. And I jokingly go like, oh, you're pregnant. You know, long story short, she was pregnant. And so the vasectomy got delayed a year, but I finally got it done.
A very potent Dan Orlovsky joining us on the program. Speaking of which, Anthony Richardson certainly came away as the combine darling here. I always get nervous when we have these combine darlings here. We fall in love with numbers here.
Yeah.
Are you all in on Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, I have been, honestly, since the first game of his that I called in college football, Dan. Like, I called one of his first games in college football at Florida, and I just remember being on air going, why is he not the starting quarterback?
Yes.
You know, and these coaches, like Dan Mullen, I have tremendous amount of respect for with the transfer stuff that goes on in the NIL. It's such a delicate balance of trying to what quarterback. It's no longer just play the bet. Like, I feel like they got to massage all these situations so much. So, but every game I called of his, I was always just like, this kid is so super talented. And then the more you heard about him, how intelligent he is, how hard he works, the character, all that stuff. And I just think of kind of taking a quarterback in the draft, we know is, you know, good luck, roll the dice type of thing. If you're rolling the dice, if you're taking your chance, you're big, you're fast, you're strong, you're powerful, you're a natural thrower, you have great intelligence, you work really hard, you've got good leadership skills and good character. Where is the glaring, oh my gosh, he might fail? And I would say this about him. Everyone talks about the completion percentage, right? 53%. If we broke it down, I did this for Josh Allen when he's coming out because I thought that was a crock of crap as well. This is like two more completions a game. He's at like 61% completion percentage. Two completions a game? We're talking a throwaway. We're talking a missed checkdown. We're not talking these glaring issues. At least I don't see. And while I understand the combine pause on the numbers, we can't take it for granted either. I mean, what he is incredibly talented.
Okay, but you say this and you're going to look at Josh Allen, but you're also using the same kind of comparison with Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson plays for Florida in the SEC, and Josh Allen lost all of his receivers there that last year when he was at Wyoming. So I can't buy into those comparisons between the two.
Florida had very little talent this year. I mean, I'm not.
Well, they didn't have Wyoming talent. They had better talent than Wyoming did. Josh lost his receivers after his junior year there.
It was, but I mean, this is a kid who, one, new coaching staff with Billy Napier. Two, so he's learning a new system. Two, their number one receiver was, I think he was the transfer from Arizona State. He's not going to go play in the NFL, or unlikely. I mean, I don't think he has a single offensive. I don't think Anthony Richardson had a single offensive player skill wise outside of ETN's little brother that is going to be an NFL player.
Well, we know Josh Allen didn't have that.
Correct. But Josh Allen wasn't playing against Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia. And I mean, Josh Allen wasn't playing against those guys either. So that's my, like, that's well, I understand that we're talking, you know, like having very little help in the SEC conference.
Okay. But you see, you know? His player comp is Josh Allen.
That's for me. Yes. Cause that's where I think the path is, like, that's okay. Where I think Josh, what I liked about Josh coming out of school was Josh was a very loose thrower. Like, it wasn't tight. That's why I keep saying he's a very natural thrower. Like, you know it, Dan. You better watch a guy pick up a ball and throw. Yeah, he was born to do that. I think Anthony has that natural throwing motion.
Okay, who takes him? Who should take him? If you were advising, you would say, this team, take him.
Yeah, I'll give you three. I think Indy, Houston, and Carolina should very much so be entertaining him, taking him. Mm. Dan, I said this morning on Get Up. If you're an AFC team and you don't have a really, really, really good quarterback, what are your chances in the next 8 years? Yeah. With Patrick, Josh, Joe, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, what are your chances with those teams? You got – those are five. I'm not even putting what Tua becomes.
Lamar
situation. So if you're Indy, you're Houston, you're sitting there going, if we don't have a really good player that is physically talented and can go toe-to-toe with those guys, what are our chances, no matter what our roster is? And then Carolina, just because I think I could put any of these quarterbacks in Carolina, Dan. I just think it's a tremendous situation. It's the best situation for a rookie quarterback to go into this year. So I could put any guy at that spot.
Would you take Richardson over Bryce Young?
I wouldn't. If I was the general manager, I wouldn't. I think Bryce is a uniquely skilled player that has all the attributes that you look for. Like, I think Bryce, the only way Bryce doesn't become a very good pro is because he can't hold up. And that's a real thing for people. Like, they're gonna say, yes, we're okay with it, or no, know we're not, and I understand that. If you're in the no, I'm not camp, if you're not okay with his size, then you probably take Anthony. If you're okay with his size, because his tape is the best and most impressive tape since Joe Burrow's tape in college. He's the guy that does the most stuff where you go, that's what it looks like since Joe.
But are you a believer in product of your environment that you're going to can he hold up in Chicago, or would he be better served playing half of his game indoors in Houston or Indy?
I mean, I think any quarterback is better served than indoors. You know, I think so. I definitely would say that, yeah, that's probably the benefit. And here's the big challenge for you, more than the weather, Dan, is if you're an organization that you think you can draft and develop good offensive linemen, then you're in a good place because you're going to keep them clean. And just, I've said this, go watch his Texas game. Just go watch that game.
Yeah.
Go watch the Tennessee game and watch how much he operates in like very small spaces and count the amount of big hits he takes in those games. I understand it's the different level in the NFL. I get all that, but just watch him move. And it's almost in the Lamar conversation a little bit. Lamar doesn't take massive shots because of his short space, just feel and awareness. Bryce has got that as well. I don't think he has to play inside, but I think it's a benefit, sure.
Derek Carr in the Saints, it looks like that could be close to happening. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I always felt like the news from this morning of the Derek Carr leaning towards the Jets was a Jets kind of gamesmanship thing. Hey, Aaron, we need a decision here to get the ball rolling on this. I think Derek's a good player. The Saints.
Oh, you think the Jets were playing? They were trying to toy with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, let's go. We need the time is of the essence here.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was.
Okay.
A gamesmanship play because it just had seemed that they were attached to Aaron forever. And I knew Derek, you know, wanted to get a decision done. The Saints, I think of the last week, and that might be a little bit of a different number because I think they have reworked some contracts for $55 million over the cap.
Yeah.
So while, yes, I like Derek's fit there, what does the team look like? Because they're going to have to get rid of somebody or move money around somehow to fit his deal under there. So I just want to see what the makeup of the team is before sitting there and totally making a proclamation. But yes, the initial starting point is really good spot, very young offensive line in some spots that is talented. Olave is a superstar. So there's initially the like of that fit for sure.
Yeah, I get it. And you're going to the NFC South where he's immediately the best quarterback in the NFC South.
But totally.
That's not saying totally too much. Will Levis was talking a good game. He's got a cannon for an arm and he couldn't wait to show it off. Did you come away impressed?
I expected Will to throw it really well. The only thing that I get with Will is this, and I like Will. I talked to Will. He's obviously a Connecticut kid. I'm rooting for him. I said this on the shows last week. I would play a couple specific clips of his game from last year. Like there's a clip where he misses some throws, and my naked eye, when you watch it, you're like, man, that's a bad miss. And I would want to play the play for him and just say, hey, tell me about what happened on this play. And I think you'll gather so much information from how does he see the field? What is he looking at? What is he being taught? How does he process information? Does he throw his receivers under the bus? Does he throw his coaching under the bus? Because there's some misses on tape where you go, that looks weird. And I want to know why that ended up looking that way. And then I think, you know, for a guy that, he's a little bit different, or like the contrast of the Anthony Richardson for me, because Anthony for 6'4", 240 is loose. It's kind of Josh again, like for as muscular as he is, he's loose. Will's a little bit stiffer. He's a little bit stockier. And I think, you know, that messes with his lower half and upper half being connected and rhythmic. He's going to have to work really hard to gain rhythm in his passing game. Super talented and can throw it with anybody. I just think you want him to grow with the rhythm of the pass.
Always good to talk to you. Congratulations on the vasectomy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Glad I got it done. Played basketball the next morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Just tough. Connecticut kids are tough. You know that.
Do you know, I told Lewis Riddick about you with your 40-yard dash. He did not know that you cheated to make yourself seem faster when you were recruited by UConn.
Lewis barely talked to me in Indy last week at the Combine, so that's probably the reason why.
Well, His combine numbers, I think he ran a 4.7 40.
Lewis?
Yeah, at the combine.
That's pretty good for a safety, right?
I don't know. He's embarrassed by it. He was like, do not bring that up.
I cut a leg off for 4.7.
But what did you run when you made it a 37-yard dash?
I ran that day. I ran 4.8. And then at the combine, they just did it this morning. I ran 4.9. I told Greeny, that was like 12 years of wearing jump soles to school, ankle weights, running with a parachute on my back just to get to 4.9. So
wait, you ran a 4.9 and Lewis Riddick ran a 4.72.
Yeah, but Lewis is like 25 years older than me. Not 25, maybe 15. Sorry. Sorry, Lou.
Yeah, but his time when he ran it and when you ran it. I mean, it doesn't matter. You still ran a 40-yard. Then, you know.
Basically, what we're getting to is Lewis was not that fast, much faster than me.
Yes.
Man, that's not going to fly with Lewis that much.
But you know what is so bizarre? Mina Kimes ran a 4.64.
There's no way.
Yeah, she did.
Up the stairs.
Unbelievable. Yeah, she benched past 225 13 times and at a vertical 34. I mean,
we make fun of Mina all the time because she's like, guys, I was such a good varsity soccer player. And we're like, yeah, cool, man.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, bud.
You're the best, bud.
That's Dan Orlovsky. You can see him Monday through Friday, NFL Live at 4 Eastern. We'll come back. Phone calls coming up. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right brand bacon.
17th hole with the Players has given the PGA Tour's best golfers agony, ecstasy, who will have a defining moment. The Players, March 9th through the 12th on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock here. All right, Derek Carr update. Looks like he's leaning towards New Orleans. Seems like there are a couple of reports now with Derek Carr. I'm curious about the contract status here. How many years is he going to sign for with New Orleans? What's he going to make an average per year? They were kind of in salary cap hell. But I'm guessing a four-year deal for Derek Carr. Let's see. If I go, let me do the math. So we're going to do the Derek Carr. How much is his contract worth?
Yes, total value of Derek Carr's contract. Multiple reports, Ian Rapoport and others, that he is signing a contract today with the Saints for 4 years.
Okay.
Total value of a four-year contract. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go $164 million. That's a McLovin.
All right. Todd, how about you?
$169.5 million.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I'll go slightly higher at $180 million.
All right. Marvin?
4 years, $150 million.
Ooh. Seton went all the way up to $45 million a year.
Yeah. That's the market, Dan.
Okay.
That's the market. That's what the market demands.
I like Marv's four for 150. I like it a little over $35 million a year. I'm going to go 149.5. 4 years, 149.5. Yeah, Paulie.
Every article I read is that the Saints are not in good shape cap-wise, and not at all, and could not afford to blow $170 million on a quarterback. I don't know how they're going to do this.
That would be – I should have looked that up before I made my guess.
Well, Michael Thomas, is he going to even be there?
Oh, boy.
I mean, God, it seems like it was a long, long time ago he put up those big numbers when he had, what, 150 catches? Let me get Michael in Vegas in here. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind? Thanks for holding.
Definitely. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning.
Grateful to be here. Thank you to you guys. I called in to discuss Anthony Richardson. Obviously, we've seen that he has the physical gifts of Cam Newton, maybe even better.
Yeah.
But on film, he's missing throws by, you know, easy throws by 5 yards, 7 yards. And the NFL, the margin for error is 1 to 2 yards. Sometimes it's inches. So what I want to know, you know, from your guests, coaches and players that come on this week, is what does he need to do to be ready to throw in the NFL? What did Josh Allen do? What did Lamar Jackson do? They were ready to be in the NFL by the second season. They were ready to throw. And what coaching staffs are best equipped to develop Richardson?
Yeah, those are all valid points. But there were times when I watched Josh Allen early and I didn't think he could play the position. I was like, man, he's not ready to play. Now, obviously, he's an MVP candidate now, but he wasn't good. But they were willing to put him in and let him try to figure it out. I just thought that he'd have one read and then he would just duck, take the ball and duck and run. If you have that ability, that's, you always know that you have the get out of jail card. And Anthony Richardson will have that. That he, you know, same thing with Justin Fields. It's not there, I'm going to go. Well, if you're a quarterback who's going to stay in the pocket, then you're going to learn how to do your reads, your progressions there. If I have that ability, Michael Vick had that, Steve Young had that, that ability of it's not there, I'm going, and I can make something out of nothing. Okay, it works until you eventually have to be in the pocket. And Josh Allen proved that he can be in the pocket and be successful. Learning, Steve Young became a Hall of Famer because he learned how to, you know, process in the pocket. Yeah, Paul.
Josh Allen's first year, they were 5-6. He was 52% passer. He was the second lowest quarterback rating in the entire NFL. 10 touchdowns, 12 picks. And it changed rapidly.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. All right, final hour. More phone calls. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. More on Ja Morant stepping away for a couple of games. And my source says that it's not a suspension by the NBA or the Grizzlies. We'll get an update coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.